It's on Second Thought. I'm Tony Harris. Before the break, we talked about some current film and television projects in Georgia. One of those from Netflix is the movie Candy Jar, which premiered last month. It stars Christina Hendricks and Helen Hunt. Candy Jar follows two high school debate champions focused on getting into college.
This is the Hemlock Prep Academy Debate Club.
How many members do you have?
Two.
She and I.
Her and I.
Her and myself.
Him and me, myself and I.
Frankly, I've already forgotten what club you're here arguing.
Debate!
One person who worked behind the scenes of Candy Jar is Curtis Bonds Baker of Atlanta. He's a unit photographer, which means he takes photos on set. His other credits include a number of TV shows, including Stranger Things, Lore, and Scream. On Second Thoughts, Kalina Bowler talked with Baker, who says he wants to be invisible on set.
That's part of the pressure of photographing on set, is you want to make sure you capture what that scene is about in one photograph.
So then are you... As a still photographer, do you get to sit in on some of the creative meetings, like with the DP and the director, and say, so you can at least see or hear or get an understanding of their vision?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
But during the day, I'd say yes, because a lot of times I kind of fade into the shadows and I'm always watching. My whole day is my eyes are scanning the room. I watch the director. If he's approaching the actors, that's a shot people like, is your director's talking to actors.
Right.
Actors goofing off or just, you know, between takes being themselves. I learn from everybody on set. I watch every single position, the grips, the electricians, the rest of my camera team. Definitely the director of photography, directors. I watch them and how they work. And I watch them discussing and I get to listen to what they're talking about. So in a non-official way, yes, I do listen in on creative thinking. It doesn't really affect my job. I do like to see what's going to happen next so I can start thinking about if they're going to put the camera there, that might be a good shot for me. I need to know at least a little bit of what's happening in the scenes so that if there's an important moment, I need to make sure I'm there for that.
So where in the world does your fascination with the lens with cameras, where does it come from? Were you always into it?
No. In 2008, I was just not even really thinking about becoming a photographer. I've always had a camera. Growing up, everybody's got cameras.
Right.
But started getting serious about it. I took a motorcycle trip to Alaska on a big BMW motorcycle with five other guys that were in the commercial industry here in Atlanta. Took about 2 years of planning, and then we went to Alaska. I took a very small point-and-shoot that I kept in my jacket pocket, and I would literally, while I had my right hand on the throttle, I would reach into my left pocket with my left hand and take pictures left-handed of things on the side of the road and just stick it back in there, zip it up.
Is that your dominant hand?
And no, the shoot was your right hand, but
okay.
You need that right hand for the throttle, so
exactly.
You can't take that off. And then I started using, you know, some of our friends' independent films that you and I have both been on a couple things.
Yeah.
And back when people were trying to get their start or try different, you know, different careers, I just brought my camera to set and started shooting and really liked the idea of capturing an image of maybe one day somebody iconic and having that picture, you know, you see that pop up every once in a while. And I mean, Taxi Driver is a movie that mm-hmm. speaks to me just because of the imagery. And I've got the book of all the photographs, and there's just some full big page pictures of Robert De Niro in a mohawk just staring right at the camera.
Yeah.
And those kind of things really speak to me. I mean, looking at pictures from the, you know, behind the scenes of Star Wars, like photographs like that of just the actors hanging out. And I've always loved to be able to see past the lit sets and the perfect everything. And I like seeing the behind the scenes. I like pictures of Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones passed out behind a curtain when Annie Leibovitz was photographing them backstage.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's what really drives me, is just kind of getting something that might one day be iconic.
You've spoken extensively about your work on Stranger Things and how proud you are of it. What are some other projects, other productions that you feel like, I'm really proud to say I did work, good work on this one.
Mm-hmm. The one I'm on right now, actually, just comes to mind, Miracle Workers, which I'm sure it won't be out until, you know, mid 2018 or so.
Uh-huh.
But the cast is great. the people I'm working for at Turner, or TBS, the photo editors and the people that hire me, they've been great. They're so easy to work with. I mean, there's the emails are typically very professional when you're dealing with big studios, or but these guys have been very laid back, and there's, you know, we'll throw a joke here and there, and it's one of those, you know, five or six of us are on the same email. They've been nice, and they'll come by and pick up a hard drive and stuff like that. But it makes it easier for me. So that this set currently has been great, and I feel like I'm getting good stuff because I have a good rapport with the actors. And being able to walk up to an actor and be right in his face to get a cool shot, and they have no problem with it, makes my job so much easier.
Yeah.
There's some – I have worked with actors that don't really want you taking pictures of them, and that just makes it a little more frustrating because I'm here to do a job. They're not – these photos aren't for me. They're for the show, so it's not a personal thing. But I worked on Lore, which came out on Amazon. It's based off the Lore podcast.
Yeah, yeah, I love it.
Those were six or seven, I don't remember how many episodes, but six or seven episodes, and very different. So new cast, new director each time. But a couple of those actors were, you know, a big surprise where they didn't care if I was in their face or in their eye line, just said, shoot all you want. And that's those kind of experiences are great. It really comes down to good cast, good crew. I love working on shows that have, you know, as a period piece, like Stranger Things was in 1980s, mm-hmm. and being able to, every photograph came out as if it was taken in that time was fun because you have the wardrobe and all the props match. So it's nice to do things where people were fully dressed in a time period. So that Lore and we did a great movie with Jeremy Irons called An Actor Prepares, which isn't out yet. Mm-hmm. But Jeremy Irons was somebody, you know, a very legendary, someone that's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
Just a complete, I mean, beyond the word gentleman, but he was very fatherly. He was very nice to everyone. He was, you know, very affectionate. I mean, he'd hold your arm while he talked to you. And
yeah.
I got pulled in and cast as the wedding photographer during a wedding scene. So I'm in there with Jeremy and...
Oh, you're in the scene.
Yeah, they pulled me in. So I went to wardrobe and got me a shirt and a blazer.
Nice.
So I had to pretend to be a photographer. So, you know, Jeremy Irons comes up and adjusts my collar and, you know, makes sure my wardrobe's correct. And, you know, right up in my face with his hand-rolled cigarettes and just blowing smoke in my face. But that's one of those little highlights of your life of working in this business is when you have these experiences. Similar experience on this current show, which I'm not going to say anything about it because it'll be giving stuff away, mm-hmm. but I had access to an actor, and it was just one of these rare things where, like, I can't believe that I got to be there for that. Leave everybody in suspense for what that was. But it's been nice to just be on shows with good cast, good crew, basically, and good light. I like shooting with light.
That's Curtis Bonds Baker. He is a unit photographer working in Atlanta. One of his latest projects is the Netflix movie Candy Jar, produced by Atlanta's Judy Cairo. He spoke to On Second Thought's Kalina Bowler. She hosts the Credits Podcast. Listen online at thecreditspodcast.com.